Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here on this kind of a wanting to rain Sunday. It's been cloudy and most of it, I guess, passed through last night, but we'll get a little bit more. But we thank the Lord for what He sends. In our call to worship today, I want to just share a few verses from Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 8 says, "The wise in heart shall receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known." Very interesting when you read through the Proverbs, and many of these are standalone. They're not connected. Some are connected together. You get later on in this particular chapter and you see a theme of the tongue of the just versus the tongue of the fool that's given there. But in this passage here, we're reminded of something. Is it good to be reminded of certain things? Surely it is. That's why we tie strings to our fingers, and that's why we put reminders in our cell phones that pop up. And make sure you put it in the right time when you put your reminders in the phone, and you don't put it after the event takes place. That's not very good. But we've got all these systems in place to remind us of certain things so we don't forget. Well, that's what the Bible does in the Proverbs. The wise in heart will receive commandments. That is, that a person that is wise, that walks with the Lord, is willing. They will receive. That's the idea of willing to receive the commandments that God has. Not all of God's commandments are easy, by the way. There are many of them that are very difficult. But a wise in heart, somebody that is wise before God, will receive those commandments as a gift from God. That's the idea that's given to us here. But a prating fool shall fall. It's a fool that says, "I'm not interested in God telling me anything." That's a prating fool. They have no interest in what God has to say. They're not going to follow what God has to say. And so as a result, they will fall. They will collapse. We need to be reminded of this, that God desires for His people to be wise. Now, how does someone become wise? Well, the Bible says that we become wise by hearing His Word. And wisdom leads to other things, but what has to come first? Well, Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Later on, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So fearing the Lord is an important key. And so in an age and in a time in this world where so few seem to fear our God, we need to demonstrate it as a matter of witness, but also as the beginning of wisdom in our hearts and lives, so that we will not be as the prating fool that falls, but rather we'll be as the wise ones, the prudent ones, that receive the commandments of God and put them into practice in their hearts and lives. How many of you take vitamins? I think that's good to know. Pastor needs to know if his people are taking care of themselves. Amen. It's good to take vitamins. We need vitamins. We need God's Word, Christian. That's the sustenance of life, knowing God's commands. And so I want to encourage you to grow in wisdom today and tomorrow and from now on. And you grow in wisdom by fearing the Lord and keeping His commandments. What an encouragement we find in the Proverbs today.